أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. So from today onwards, we will now start looking at the Quran and look at the concept of Quran City, with which hopefully we will have an overview of the Quran. And then we will look at each of the chapters, look at the key concepts of the chapter. We will look at the separate sections in the chapter and how they all thread together to a focus. And inshallah, if we can, we will then look at how each chapter dovetails onto the other. It's an absolutely phenomenal book. I remember a teacher of mine who had picked up a quote and referred it to the Quran. And the quote said, "To things immortal, time can do no wrong. And that which is never to die, forever must be young." And it is a book in essence which is timeless. It takes us to our personal best in all aspects of our life, provides us with solace and answers in difficult and confusing times. In Nahj al-Balagha, which is a compilation of the sermons by Imam Ali, peace be upon him, there are several quotes on the Quran, and I'd like to read a couple of them so we can actually ponder and think about what this Quran is all about. He said, "Its wonders are inexhaustible. Its subtleties are unending. It's a light of guidance for the darkness of ignorance. The doors of virtue cannot be opened except with its keys, nor can any sort of sadness be dispelled except with its light. God has protected its inaccessible points from anyone who wishes to destroy it, and he allows grazing." Imam uses the words grazing, little picks, little bites to its followers in its pastures. "It contains the remedy from the ailments of misguidance for one who is seeking." There's another quote in Nahj al-Balagha. This is in Sermon 175. It says, "Make it your guide for seeking God. Follow its advice. Don't rely on your own views beyond what is in the Quran. God has not counseled anyone with the likes of this Quran, for it is a strong rope of God and his trustworthy means. It contains the blossoming of the heart and springs of knowledge. For the heart, there is no other purifier better than the Quran." It's absolutely phenomenal. I'd like you to ponder over those words. And I pray vehemently that he gives us the ability, all of us, to be able to use this Quran to build for us an investment in our hereafter, in Jannah, as I call it. And maybe I shall put it in the words of Sayyida Asiya. "I pray that he builds for you a house with him in Jannah." Because the very fact that we pick up this book is that we have already built one of love of this book in our hearts. And I'll refer to the ayah that I'm talking about. It's in Surah Al-Tahrim. It's ayah 11, where Allah quotes the dua of Sayyida Asiya. This was the wife of Pharaoh who looked after Prophet Musa, when she says, "Rabbibni li indaka baytan fil Jannah." Rabb, build for me a house with you in Jannah. And it is this ayah, this verse, that meant there was an investment in real estate in Jannah. And so began the building of Quran City. When we built it, we found it created a newfound curiosity and interest across the board, from infants to adults, into learning the divine text. So, inshallah, from tomorrow, we will start looking at this book. We'll start with lots of did you knows, and then we will continue into the Quran City, the overview, and the look at each of the chapters. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم.